back to the world of cryptos and welcome back to the Crypto Corner. I hope you had a fantastic week. Now, today I've got an interesting program for you. So let's dive into it. First one is MetaMask. You probably used MetaMask. That's this tool, this wallet that you use to interact with smart contracts on the Ethereum platform, but now also on other platforms, as you'll see in others in a second. And so MetaMask has now surpassed 1 million active users. That's quite impressive. 1 million active users that are using MetaMask. Most of them are coming from the US, second place India, third place Nigeria, fourth place Philippines. So I find this development quite interesting because 1 year ago, it was a quarter of that amount. But talking about MetaMask, there's something I'd like to make you aware of. And that's this famous infinity unlock here that you'll find on multiple platforms. This is 1inch. This is a good platform. So it's serious people behind this here. But there are also others that use this here to abuse the system. And I'll explain you what that means. So if you click on unlock, you authorize this platform for one instance to have access to your tokens. And that's how they can then do the swap because you authorize them to access your wallet. If you do infinity unlock, you give them the authority to do that forever. So they can come back in a month's time and do the same thing. You might be completely out of the internet. You might be not even close to their website. You might be behind Ledger or Nano S or a Trezor wallet, a hardware wallet. And they're able to access your tokens because you gave them the authority to do so. And that's something you need to be careful of. So if you have done that, if you've clicked once on Infinity Unlock, my recommendation is you take your tokens and move them to another key. Yeah, so that you're safe on that side. So never use this Infinity Unlock. You might save some money there, but you have got a huge risk of losing some money there. And that just recently happened. Somebody used a platform that's called Unicat. Never heard of them before and never seen them. But there somebody misused this code. And yeah, he lost over $200,000. It's in the press at the moment. So talking about DeFi, where do I go just to browse and to learn a little bit more? Of course, my favorite one is DeFi Safety. So DeFiSafety.com, where I take a look into if this is a platform that I can trust or not. Then you have got brand new CoinGecko, our favorite platform directory. And I have got now a list of yields that you can take a look at and browse. So normally it's sorted by value locked. So the number one here, most value locked, is Ethereum USDC, where you can anticipate a 17.10 annual return if you go into this year. But as we're greedy people, most of us click by return. And then you'll see somebody here, Solarity, with an annual return of $690,000. That's, of course, not serious. And you see the value locked is just $13. So this is probably a test or something like that. But this is the place where I just go in and do some research. Now, when you invest in these things here, and we don't recommend that, don't do that. But if you have to do that, just don't forget the permanent loss. Because if the price change, you lose a lot of money and this APY will not rescue you anymore. The other one that I use is Zapper.fi because it just has got a list of those investments that I have. Yeah? So if you invested in three or four DeFi platforms, yield farming, then you will not know anymore where you placed that money. And with Zapper, they will remind you where you left it. So that's a quite nice tool that I use to just keep myself up to date where I have got the money invested. The next one is, showed you here MetaMask, and most of you know this here from the Ethereum platform, as you can see here, but now also Binance, this Binance smart contract platform that was started not so long ago, is offering similar services, has got a huge advantage. It's got Binance behind it, so you can be pretty safe in that instance, but don't forget, impermanent loss is still valid here. And it's dirt cheap. So it's a fraction of what you would pay on the Ethereum platform. So PancakeSwap is one that is using the BNB token in conjunction with yield farming. And there's one else that is coming onto the in our world of cryptos. That's XDAI, which is a second layer platform, and they're using, they just created HoneySwap. This is brand new, and it's not very easy to use this year. So I just want to make you aware that those things are coming, and soon you'll hear more about them. Now, last but not least, is something that I was always interested in, and I found it. So if there are 21 million Bitcoins in the market, how are they distributed? And this is a visualization that I find quite interesting. So 2.6 million of those Bitcoin, they are on exchanges, and they're usually on cold wallets. So they're hidden away on behalf of clients, 2.6 million. Then there are 1.7 million zombie coins. Those are coins that haven't been touched in the last 10 years. People might be dead, people lost their computer. So these are coins, they're called zombie coins because they're just gone. Nobody knows. Then you've got Grayscale here with 450,000 Bitcoin. You've got the current mining after the new reduction. We've got 325,000 Bitcoins that are mined every year. So it's less than Grayscale. Then we have got this famous Plus Token scam. You see the amount of Bitcoin they stole. Mt. Gox, which was the first large exchange that went bankrupt. And those coins are still there. So they are not being able to distribute them back to their owners. The Winklevoss twins, 150,000 Bitcoin, and so on. So I just browsed through this year. There's some interesting stuff on there. Like, for example, Lightning Channel. You know, the public Lightning channels, there's only 1,000 Bitcoin on there, not more, although it's a very good software. Now, rest of supply, so if you buy Bitcoin, then you'll have them in this big amount here. And those are the ones that are left to be mined. And most of those will come in the next 20 years. So I thought this was quite interesting, and I just wanted to show that to you. Anyway, I hope you learned something. Please be careful with the MetaMask problem, and I'm looking forward to see you next week again. So thank you very much for watching, and until then, bye-bye.